Well, I mean, it's quite obvious if we're going to flood the European market with cheap Brazilian beef, it's going to affect our farmers. There's no doubt about it, you know. And I've only heard Grace O'Sullivan, the Green MEP, really go really hard on trying to block it going ahead. And I haven't heard a lot of the other parties. And it's funny because people always say, "Oh, the Greens hate the farmers," but of course that's never been true. It's just a nice, easy populist narrative to split us. But we've actually always been the ones trying to protect the farmers and trying to make sure they get paid properly for their meat and their milk and the work they do. And Mercosur deal will make sure that will not happen. And I'd love to hear Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, and all the other MEPs and people who are running for MEP and even TDs and senators calling this one out and asking their MEPs in Europe. And it should be an election issue. There's an election coming up in June, and people need to start asking what are they going to be saying to protect the farmers and try and stop this deal coming through. Like, it's bad for so many reasons. The idea of importing beef from Brazil is insane anyway, especially in the current climate where everything is so precarious. We have huge carbon footprint issues with importing things into the country. The last thing we need is to be bringing beef in. And I just think it's mad. I mean, one of the backbones of Irish, the country actually, is agriculture and tourism. So we need to protect that in some ways. And of course, there is challenges around agriculture and lowering their carbon emissions and methane. But that's a different thing. That's not, we don't want that to happen because as a result of them having to give it up because they weren't getting paid enough because Brazilian beef cut them all out. We have to protect the small farmers and make sure there's a slow transition
It's
to help
expected
farmers
that
reduce.
99,000 tons of South American beef would be allowed into the European markets each year with this deal. Do you feel that that's a real existential threat to Irish farmers?
Yeah, I mean, sadly, like, even though the quality of the beef in Ireland would be far, far superior, people can't always afford to pay for the best quality, and they have to go with what they can afford. So if there's Brazilian steak and Irish steak and the Brazilian is cheaper, a lot of people are going to pick the Brazilian steak. And then you have demand goes down for Irish beef, and then that's going to come back on our farmers. Like, so, at the moment, the price of beef and lamb is good and it's stable. But we don't want it to be getting precarious because we let a load of Brazilian beef flood the market. I mean, climate change-wise, fossil fuel-wise, economically, sustainably, protecting small farmers, there's no win on this. It's this free market, isn't it? That in some ways we love it because we can buy crap, cheap crap from China. But when it comes to these kind of huge deals about this kind of stuff, we really have to stop and think. Where is it all going?
Speaking in Brussels last month, Leo Varadkar said that the deal in its current form isn't appetizing to Ireland, that it will need to be tweaked if we're to consider adopting it. Do you feel that a hard enough line is being taken by the government, or would you like to see more done to highlight this issue?
Well, that's very unclear, and plus he's gone now, so it doesn't really make a difference what he said. We have to see what Simon Harris is going to do about it. But I mean, I just think that we have to be very careful because small farmers are much more vulnerable than very, very big farmers. And Simon Harris and his ilk tend to protect big farmers, and big farm lobby are very strong, the IFA. And I just feel that there's nobody there representing the smaller farmers who are a lot more vulnerable than the big farmer.
Simon
And
Harris
that's
has
what they
said
want
that
to
one of
protect.
his main goals would be to protect the small farmer going forward in this new brand of Fine Gael that he's speaking about so often now. Would you be hopeful that perhaps approach would be taken?
That's not really been Fine Gael's way. They've always been, I think, on the side of big business and big farmers, whereas I've always been on the side of smaller farmers and smaller businesses because they're more loyal to their people, basically, anyway, and they're more sustainable. And a lot of small farmers get a lot of blame for the damage being done by big farmers. So I've never associated Fine Gael with a party that care about small family farms, to be honest with you. But look,
Just on.
that's neither here nor there. This is going to be decided out in Europe. It's important that everybody, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, the Greens, Sinn Féin, I don't care who, everybody has to come together on this. So it's not about splitting hairs about who cares about what most, to be honest with you. We just need to make sure our politicians, including me, of course, we all get behind this to try and make sure that if that Mercosur deal goes through, that our Irish farmers aren't going to be vulnerable as a result.
Just more broadly on this deal, Roisin, to conclude, do you see any merit in it? Of course, it has been mentioned that it would reduce tariffs by $4 billion per year, it's believed. So is there any merit to it from a trade perspective?
No, I mean, I think the days of global trade are numbered. And I think that's purely based on the precarious climate, our weather conditions. You know, we saw what happened in the Suez Canal. More and more, this huge giant export and import of things is going to become much more vulnerable due to crazy wind patterns, due to weather patterns, unpredictable weather patterns, due to the costs of fossil fuels. It's not the way we're going to be moving. We're going to be moving towards, you know, smaller, localized, do all we can in Ireland, get the rest from Europe and vice versa. It's downsizing we need to be going, not going global. That way we're going to be more resilient, you know. If we let this through, for example, and we become reliant on Brazilian beef, and the next thing there's a huge tornado down the South Seas and it all gets thrown into the sea, then we have no beef, for example. You know, it's not, the more we can produce ourselves and the more we can rely just on within Europe, I think the more resilient we'll be, looking at the weather patterns and the flooding and the extreme weather conditions we're going to be looking at that we've already seen in this country and coming down the tracks. I think that's the way forward. And this thing about global markets is just madness.